Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Nick Cannon's baby mama Abby De La Rosa says there's nothing wrong with a little polyamory love. We'll explain.
Also, John Legend says Chrissy Teigen is his Wonder Woman. We'll analyze why.
And we got to get into Kanye West's awkward dinner with New York City's Mayor Eric Adams.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Girl, Jesse Wu, back in the building, wilding out with us.
Hey, y'all. So good to be back, but I'm ready to dish. Uh-oh. Hey, Craig, what's going on?
Okay, now, Kim Kardashian is out here in these streets looking for a new man, and this time, she just wants a regular nerd.
Okay.
Now, during a recent appearance on The Late Late Show, Kim admitted that she clearly hasn't made the best choices in love and described the kind of suitor that she's interested in. Check this out.
I don't know, maybe, like, a hospital and meet a doctor.
What?
A law firm. I think it's going to be like scientist, neuroscientist, biochemist,
right.
Doctor, attorney. That's
right.
Maybe what I envision. In
I
the
like
future.
Where your mind's at.
I feel like Kim don't really want nobody. I think she's just having fun. Like, yeah, you're a billionaire. You're in your 40s, but you look mad young. Like, you're powerful. I think she just wants a man she can play around with, and then on to the next.
But also, aren't we all just sick and tired of gorgeous movie stars, famous athletes, and funny comedians? She needs like a regular boy.
What do you mean,
guy?
We? You? That's what you've been dating? You've been dating athletes?
Yeah, of course.
What you? Taylor, what's going on with your roster?
Mm-hmm. No, not.
Why do you think you left LA to come here?
So you already got a roster. Now hear that crazy? I mean,
oh my God.
Would you want to just be with a scientist or somebody just super nerdy to avoid?
I can relate to her in saying I want someone normal. But when I have tried to date somebody normal too, that's kind of weird too, because then they try to keep up. It's like, sir, you a bank teller. Just count the cash. Count the cash and be who you are. Like, be who you are. I don't mind, but literally, like, I was dating someone recently who I thought was a certain person, and they turned out to be he was swindling a whole bunch of women out of their money.
Not the dude that came to the party.
No, not him. not him.
And not the Tinder swindler, right?
No, not the Tinder swindler.
Girl. Listen, as captain of the nerd squad, Kim, I think you should understand that I've got my periodic table memorized.
Oh.
I got my Pythagorean's theorem.
Okay.
Them look more like Elton John. Them look like Gary. Yeah. Them look like them for Gary.
Okay. Yeah, so that's more of my type, though, honey. I believe in nerds.
Yeah, you like nerds?
I like anything that could...
Let me put these up.
I was going to reach over.
Anyway, honey. They got this booby traps for me out
girl,
here.
Darling, honey, your friend Nick Cannon, honey, must have, baby, the rod of God, because, honey, he's got...
The rod of God!
Now, Miss Abby De La Rosa, honey, who shares one-year-old twins with Mr. Cannon, honey, is pregnant with a third baby by him and says that she's okay with his polyamorous ways.
I heard, child. Mm-hmm. So during a recent interview, Abby said being in a polyamorous relationship doesn't mean you have low self-esteem or self-worth. I become hypersensitive when people attacked me in my motherhood.
Mm-hmm. And Abby also said that, honey, she hasn't even scratched, honey, the surface, honey, when it comes to being a mom.
What the hell do that mean?
What does that mean?
Oh, she's going to bring more and more kids.
Abby, she ain't got time to be no mama, honey. She's really too busy, honey.
I'm glad that she said polyamorous, because I have heard Nick's cite polygamy. And when you do polygamy, all y'all supposed to live in one house.
Yeah.
One band,
like old school
one
Mormon,
sound.
Right?
Exactly. You can't be out here being in different homes and this child is... Because how do you really be a father to all of these kids equally.
Well, oh, wait, okay, check this out. Later on, she says she also wants a monogamous relationship.
Exactly.
Now, does she think that she's going to get that with Nick? Do you think any of these women are like, oh, if I have the most kids, I'll get Nick in the end?
There is one woman and one woman only who could have gotten a monogamous relationship from him, and she was married to him. Mm-hmm. That will never happen again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nick did say he's never getting married again.
Nick has made that clear.
But then at one point, he said he wanted Mariah. I'm so confused.
He said he wanted her back. He did say he wanted last year.
Because that's the only woman he would ever be monogamous with. So whenever these women are dating Nick, they know what they're getting into.
If Nick could get Mariah Carey pregnant again, you need to put him on Mount Busmore.
Oh, no. He couldn't. He can't.
That will never happen.
There's not one man for one woman.
Really?
No, not no more, baby.
Well.
No, honey. One man for five women, honey. And then, honey, you get an extra.
Well, if you get with me, baby, and you think you're about to do that, you got another thing coming. Mm.
You're going to stand right there and wait for your plate. Time for a music video analysis, honey. So this is a new segment, honey, where we take a look at a newly released video and give our honest review.
All right, so today we have John Legend. Oh. The Grammy Award winner just dropped a music video for his single Wonder Woman from his newly released album Legend, starring his beautiful wifey. Let's analyze this.
You make me wonder, woman, how do you do?
So, baby, John had me sweating, baby. Oh, bare chested and everything. Oh,
yeah, since when did he start going out and showing more like that?
Can somebody say
that?
A cup? Can
you? Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Brad. Because, like,
he's showing shady.
A little bit, but they don't look too firm.
You can tell you a man.
Yeah, look.
But you know what? I love man boobs. I love man boobs. Boobs. Y'all like that? Yeah. I feel like man boobs is a sign of somebody who's getting money, somebody who's eating good, and that means I'm going to eat good, too. Wait. Especially they sag a little bit. I like
that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I like just tugging on them. Y'all really don't like man boobs?
No.
Well, we talked about Kim earlier, so why not we dish about Kanye West, too?
Oh.
All right, so Yeezy was recently spotted out in the Big Apple at a restaurant, but here's the thing, he wasn't even eating. So it's been reported that NYC Mayor Eric Adams was also dining at the same restaurant with his friends and member of his staff when Kanye walked over to his table and sat himself down.
Oh.
Now, Mayor Adams ordered sea bass, but Kanye didn't eat anything. He just chilled out, talked with the mayor, and watched the meat.
So does the mayor not have security?
Clearly not.
Well, Kanye is a billionaire, though.
Yeah.
Like, and that if you're a politician,
don't mean you can just come sit down when I'm eating if I don't know you like that.
Well, I mean, Eric Adams is a hip-hop head. You know, like, I don't know if you've been following. He's been throwing all types of festivals all up in New York City.
Okay.
He was probably honored to, like, you know, like, have Kanye West at his table.
But they said the mayor probably thought he was a homeless man, honey.
The way he be dressing?
Yeah, looking like...
Okay, do you guys buy Kanye's clothes? Because it does give home.
I love some the shoes. Of them. I love some of the Yeezys.
Okay, but do y'all buy, like, the shirts and stuff?
Nah, not the futuristic slave clothing, no. I just can't.
Okay, moving on. Now, we talked about the new Dancing with the Stars cast and that Vinny from Jersey Shore will be competing for that Mirrorball trophy.
Okay.
Well, Snooki was recently asked about Vinny being on the show, and she revealed that she's excited for him.
Good.
She's torn on who to vote for because she loves Selma Blair, who's also in the cast. Mm. And on top of that, Selma is going to be dancing with Snooki's old partner, Sasha Farber, right?
Oh.
So Snooki said she's obviously going to push and vote for Vinny, but what do y'all think? Was she actually going to
vote for more than one person on a different phone?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there you go, Snooki. Get yourself another phone.
Yeah.
And put in these dual votes.
Now, listen, if it came down to, though, Vinny and Selma, let's say they both make finals now, who should she go for? Selma's been here for a minute already.
She's going to get the more votes because she's well known.
Yeah.
She's more known than him.
Well, she's also battling multiple sclerosis. And so
that's true. I forgot.
You know, Selma's had to move with a cane. She's at times
that's
she couldn't move at all. And so I just feel like it's going to be very emotional.
She's going to get that empathy vote.
Yeah, but I don't want no empathy vote.
Why not?
Vote for me because you really want me and like what I did.
You got moves? You got that? Your moves?
I only move at night.
You got night moves?
You know what? Don't. Just don't. Coming up next, y'all, Jimmy Kimmel apologizes and we go thirst trapping with Martha Stewart.
Ooh.
Coming up next.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. OK, Okay, as we mentioned a few days ago, when Quinta Brunson won her Emmy, Jimmy Kimmel stole her thunder by doing a bit where he was lying at her feet on stage. Oh, my God. Well, Quinta returned the favor by interrupting Jimmy's monologue during his show. And then he apologized for upstaging her. Check this out.
That was a dumb comedy bit that we thought it would be funny. I lost, and then I drank too much, and I had to be dragged out on the stage. Mm-hmm. And then people got upset. Mm-hmm. They said I stole your moment, mm-hmm. And maybe I did, and I'm very sorry if I did do that. I'm sorry I did do that, actually.
Thank you. That's kind. But honestly, I had a good night.
Oh, yeah.
I had a great night.
Right? Oh, now she said she wasn't even bothered by it. Do you think this was true?
Yes. I believe her.
I mean, they have an existing relationship.
Black Twitter was dragging.
Yeah.
Everybody
by his edges.
Yeah.
So he had to make good on that. Like, okay, let me say I'm sorry. And I think it was a good moment.
Yeah.
Exactly. I thought it was social media that had a bigger issue with it.
Right.
Because also, if he would have got up and walked off in the middle of a speech
it
after being a dead body, he'd be like, oh, how disrespectful.
Right.
Like,
he
got stuck in a bit.
Right.
Jesse, you ever get stuck in a bit? You ever get stuck in a comedy bit that you wish you could get out of?
Well, how much time do we got?
Okay, now we get to look at some sexy celebs. It is time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
All right, y'all, get your signs. Try to get the signs out. Pop, 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 pop. Everyone's got their signs. Okay, make sure you turn it to let us know whether it's a thirst trap or not a trap.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, first up, we've got Rob Gronkowski. Gronk dropped this pick in his drawers with his wife, Camille Kostick, and he brought his former teammate, Tom Brady, into it. He said, Brady to Gronk once again, this time off the field with a Brady brand underwear pass. That sure scored after that play. Hee-hee. Oh, what'd you guys think? Is this a thirst trap or not?
Not a thirst trap because it had thirst trap intent, but, you know, wifey made it to where, like, you know, you had to leave more to
thirst trap intent. It was a thirst trap.
Yeah,
thanks,
Brad.
Yeah,
right.
It was a thirst
because
trap.
They're trying to make us not focus on what they want us to focus on.
But
and
we
then
are
she
very.
She got her pants pulled down a little bit with her hand in her pants and covering his, you know, his personality.
It's a thirst trap, honey, because her hand was really big covering up that spot.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
And that
not.
Made me wonder about, wow, what was behind that hand?
She looks like she's about to gronk his horn. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Up next is Out and Proud Rafael Silva from 911 Lone Star. He dropped this gym video with a seductive walk towards the camera. No caption, but he did add a filter with some sparkles. So do y'all think this is a thirst trap?
Anytime you gotta set up a camera in a gym by yourself, you're thirst trap.
Really? I don't know. I didn't see it as a thirst trap.
And then he got the shirt pulled around like this.
He wanted the queens to see his chest.
That's true. He's got some little boobs on.
I do like his body.
Yeah, and he's got a piece of meat connected to it. Like, you know.
And we saved the best for last, honey. Martha Stewart, who's 81 years old, y'all, just dropped this beautiful video where she's enjoying her coffee in nothing but an apron.
I'm just enjoying the natural flavor of pumpkin spice from Green Mountain Coffee Roasters. And nothing else, literally.
It's not a thirst trap when you're over 50. Over 50.
Yeah. I never thought I would say this about Martha Stewart.
Yeah. She got
but
you,
I
huh?
Was, yeah, I was kind of thirsty after watching that.
You was thirsty?
Not for coffee, though. Ooh. Hey, Martha girl. How you doing?
Because somebody told me that they think Snoop was behind her, honey. So I think it was thirst trap.
I saw the left boob clap a little bit. Come on now.
Martha.
Come on now, Martha.
Well done. I want this coffee. I want to give you the creamer.
Oh.
You're
the French vanilla?
Give her that French. She's looking too good here, I'm just saying.
Yeah, fine. That's pumpkin latte.
Tis the season, child.
Yes.
Now, coming up next, Cardi B is telling us everything we need to know about horoscopes. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Everybody's favorite rapper, Cardi B, is into astrology because she took some time to speak and break down the traits in men of certain astrological signs.
She did.
Now, Gary, You are going to enjoy this. So the 3-minute video has more than 3 million views on TikTok, with many commentators agreeing with Cardi's assessment. Check out what she had to say about some of the signs.
Let me tell you about Taurus, right? They're the perfect sign. They're really nice. They're humble. They're like the person that you have a kid with, but they just never the one. They just always lacking on something. This about Cancers. They love to cheat. They love to do. And once you threaten to leave them, you know what they do? They start, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill myself. They always threaten you with some like they're going to kill themselves.
Yeah. Okay, well, Gary and Jesse, both of y'all cancers, right? Mm-hmm. Do you agree with what Cardi said? Are y'all toxic?
No. Here's the thing with... She is right about Cancer men being very toxic. Mm. And I think that's for heterosexual men specifically.
Because I was about to say...
But I do think the whole, when she said that they will say things like, I'm going to hurt myself, I'm going to hurt, that's really a Scorpio male trait. That's what I've come across. Like, Scorpio men, they will threaten you with self-harm just to be dramatic.
Just
you are,
like, really into this.
Yeah, oh, I'm really into it. Taurus men have a delusional view of who they are.
I think this is from, like, personal experience, though, for you guys. Every Taurus man and every, they're not like that. Everybody's different. People were raised different. Mm-hmm. Just because some of the sign traits are in what's written, it doesn't mean that's how they are.
Okay, so, well, Offset is a Sagittarius, so what does Cardi have to say about them? Listen to this.
Sagittarius got brutal in the tip of their They gonna put you through mother hell, but they give great gifts.
Who's the Sag here?
Well, head crack, you're a Sagittarius too, so Cardi said that y'all have good eggplant, honey, and give good gifts, honey. Is that true?
Mm. I'm out here doing the Lord's work.
What about the eggplant? Because, I mean, somebody just called and said they want to know about the
eggplant.
Did they call?
His eggplant got a ring on it.
Yeah, but that's just half the size.
Well, when I was playing in the league, though, you know, I didn't get any complaints, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a glowing endorsement.
Do Sagittarius men be out here tricking? The way she said.
Nah, I mean, everybody has their love language. For me, I give the gift of food. Like, if you hang out with me, we gonna eat good, we gonna have a good time. Okay. I'm not gonna take you to the mall and blow the mall down.
But it's that's what they do. You hear what he said? Food. They feed a honey, do whatever they have to.
That's what I'm saying.
Make it harder for you to move.
Feed me. You're not gonna bust down the mall for me.
Get you good and lethargic, so you want to stay. Ready for stay with me.
That's not good though. She tired and full.
Okay.
You're gonna be lazy.
Listen, you don't want them hungry though. Like, I don't care what sign you are. You don't want them getting hungry and angry.
I want them hungry.
No, you don't want that. You don't want an angry Cancer.
My girls.
I want them to eat.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah.
Up next, we didn't see Dish coming. Mm-mm. When a teacher used a certain technique to take down bullies, we'll explain. More after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's time for
Did See Dish Coming?
Well, one fed-up teacher has found herself in some trouble with the law, and wait till I tell y'all why. Now, the teacher who goes by Miss Smith was arrested for paying elementary school and middle school students $5 to tackle other students.
All right, baby.
Ain't that crazy?
That's gang recruitment.
Well, Miss Smith, who taught PE, was caught on camera standing by while the kids she bribed got the deed done, and she was even congratulating them after it was over. Can y'all believe it?
Yes. These kids.
No, head crack.
Absolutely. These kids need to be bully footed sometimes.
Yeah.
It's giving elementary squid game.
Yeah.
Okay. And my thing is $5.
Squid game.
Right. Like, I have so many questions. First of all, five in this monkeypox economy. So was it $5 per student? How did we branch that out? Was there other
professional tacklers yet? So $5 is an entry fee, an entry rate.
Because I feel like $5 is good for the elementary kids, depending on what grade we're talking about. But the middle school kids, they're a little bit more cost. So you got to pay them at least $15,
$20. Lunch be like $4.75. So that's just enough to get a slice of pizza, some corn, and some soda.
It's a lot of boys start football in the sixth grade. You're tackling each other for fun. They just got $5 and they went, come on.
So you don't think they could have physically really hurt each other, inflicted real damage on each other?
Well, it depends on if they were some buckhead or bankhead.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.